Hallelujah. So we need to, I'm going to remind you about broken dreams this morning. Amen. That's going to be my message for this church today. And I hope some of you hear what God is saying to you, because I feel there's a lot of broken dreams over this house, over some of you. And God wants to heal those things and remind you that he's not finished with you yet. You know, I gave a word to an engineer in our church upstate New York when we had it. And he was an engineer working at GE. And then he was came up for prayer one day, and I prayed and I gave him a prophetic word. And I told him that he was going to get a raise, and they were going to give him a position, management position. They were going to give him an office. And what I seen when I was in the service was his name on the plate. He was inside the office, and I seen his name on the plate. Well, after that word, within 3 weeks to a month, he got laid off. Now imagine, you run your mouth, you're supposed to be the prophet, then you got the word of the Lord, and you give a word like that, and he had to go back to New York and live with his relatives, and was there 6 months. And I was like really disgruntled about that. I said, Lord, that word was so real in my spirit. I gave it. I know that there was an anointing on it, and I had no answer for him. So he went to New York, and 6 months later, GE called him back, gave him the promotion, his name was on the door, and God brought it to pass. So I'm telling you, I want to lift your faith up this morning, because the enemy will attack what he wants to do in your life. He will come against it. You know, not for anything, but my stepson Joseph, you know, I felt that he should go into law. I just felt that. Even when he was in high school, you know, I thought it would be good for him. People were getting words, but he wasn't getting any. Well, today he's a lawyer. He's finished school. It didn't happen right away. Not only is he a lawyer, he's a licensed lawyer. He passed his test the first time. So we got a victory to celebrate. We're going up this week to celebrate this victory with him. And if things go right, he may be a district attorney by the time we get there. So I want to praise the Lord, because have faith in God. And this other fellow I was thinking about this morning, I don't know why it came upon me when I was just sitting there meditating, that he worked in the sanitation department, and he wanted to be a doctor, and he couldn't get in the U.S. Just couldn't get in, no school, they wouldn't take him. So he went to Central America, I forgot what school he went to. He finished college there. He went into the medical profession there. He came back, and in Albany now, he is esteemed very highly as a heart surgeon. And he can do things that other people can't do. He charges a lot more money than other people, but he has a specialty. And God brought that to pass. Now, think about it. You're picking up garbage in somebody's house, and now you're a specialist. Amen? A doctor, because you took the step of faith, and you followed your dream. Amen. I'm going to get there in a second. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning I'm going to speak out of 2 Kings chapter 4, if you want to go there. It's a short section, but it has so much truth in it that I'd like to go over this stuff with you and hope that I can plant some seeds here. Father, we pray right now, Lord. We lift up this meeting. We thank you so far for what you're doing, Lord, the expectation that we feel in this meeting. Lord, I'm asking that your blessings would be upon this service, Lord, that people would receive the seed, the word of faith, Lord, that would cause an increase in their lives. Lord, we ask this morning for everyone's needs to be met this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, broken dreams. How this has hindered us going on with God. It's hindered so many people. I've seen so many people with words. They go to conferences. They spend thousands of dollars, go to conferences, get a word or don't get a word, and come back disappointed. And maybe they went to the wrong conference, or maybe they were not ready for the word of God. I don't know. It all depends. God knows. I don't know all these answers. Amen? Too many people have broken dreams. They have taken steps of faith. And you take the step of faith, and the enemy comes and just smashes you down to the ground. so you would lose that faith. Amen? And they've gone out and taken a risk to believe God, and if it didn't turn out the way they thought, that it would work out. Have you been there? Raise your hands. Have you? Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, I took steps of faith. I asked God for confirmation. God gave me confirmation. I bought a business on borrowed money. Hallelujah. And the business was failing. And within 3 months, people thought I was making money. And my friend came over. He said, boy, you must be doing pretty good, you know. And I started laughing. I says, good. I said, I might have to get a second job to pay this loan that I borrowed. And it was doing terrible. And I know that I said, Lord, what's wrong? I prayed and you answered my prayer and you confirmed what I asked for and you gave me this business. I asked you for it. I didn't just jump into it. I asked you and you opened the door and you provided the money to buy it as a loan and I bought it and now it's costing me more money and I can't, it's hardly even hard to pay the note. And the Lord turned that around in 90 days. And that business started to make 3 times the amount it was making when I bought it. And that place, the place was paid off in 13 months, a loan in full. 13 months. But what did I have to do? I had to buy a place that looked like you should put a match to it and burn it down. But I invested money in it and took a step of faith. You see, because what you see in faith, other people don't see. What you see as something closed, God don't see it as something closed. What you see as an opportunity, other people say, well, I wouldn't waste my time with that. But don't listen to what people say. Listen to what God is saying to you. If it sounds like an impossible situation, believe what God has said about the situation. Not what people have said, because if you go to people, they're always going to tell you something else. You know why? They're not in your space. They don't see what you see. So many Christians that are wounded from taking a risk. Some don't go to church anymore. They're so afraid to trust in God or go any further from where they are already at. Some people, you know, I did it, I tried it, don't tell me about church. Listen, there's problems in every church. And rest assured, if you got a call of God and you're moving on, you're going to find problems in the church you go to. Probably many of them. And maybe God has called you there to solve those problems. I didn't get any amens there. Maybe God has called you to see that maybe you can switch that and turn that problem around, turn that negative into a positive.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
But the devil loves to put boundaries or walls around our life that limit us from whom we are, what we can accomplish in Jesus. The devil loves to do that, and many people have accepted the walls of limitation in their lives. I don't care what you were before you came into the Lord.
Amen.
You know, you could have been the worst sinner in Martinsville. God doesn't see that anymore because the blood has washed you clean. So now these walls of limitation that you had before you got in, you don't have them anymore. They're gone. They're out in the street. But you're here and God is raising your faith to reach out to receive what he has for you. And if it's not in you, God wants to put another seed in you this morning. You know, if you're believing for your family to come back to Martinsville, stand on what you believe. And guess what? You'll receive what you believed. It may not be when you want them, but they'll come. Are you with me? I can't do anything anymore. That's what people tell me sometimes. I can't receive anything anymore other than what I already have. Some of you, these are walls of limitation. Oh, Brother Frank, God's blessed me. I can't. Well, when I hear that, I know that you're not going on anymore. You know, when we were in Norway, I was with an evangelist. He's well known. And I was standing next to him, and they were bringing people up. He asked me to come stand with him, I guess because he knows I'm a faith man. And we stood there. Well, sometimes these evangelists, they flow in that healing, and you get negative people around you, you can't flow. You can feel your spirit being drained by people around you just dragging you. They didn't come prepared. And this man came in a wheelchair, and I brought him up, and he was about to pray for him, and then he looked at me and says, just push him aside. Put him aside right now. Well, I thought he should have prayed for him, but, you know, I'm not an evangelist. So I did what he said. I put him aside, and he kept, and people were coming. People were getting healed. I mean, there probably were 1,300, 1,400 people in that audience. And we were sitting, and he was up in the front, and people kept coming. And he kept sitting there in that wheelchair. He'd been in the wheelchair, I think, 6 years. And in the middle of the sermon, while he was praying for a lot of people, other people came in wheelchairs. He went right down and prayed for them. And then in the middle of the service, that man jumped out of the wheelchair. And I grabbed him, you know, before he would fall because your muscles weren't ready. But he was ready. And he didn't need that evangelist to put his hands on him. He jumped out of that wheelchair. And the crowd just went roaring, you know, in the church. And then I was holding him up and walking him around. Before you know it, we were running around the church. It was a big auditorium and running. He wore me out. He was in the wheelchair 5 years. And I was fine. I couldn't keep up with him because he got what he wanted. And he didn't want to give it up. But, you know, that's a sermon in itself. Don't give up what God has given you. If God has given you what you wanted, you hold on to it. Amen. Hold on to it. Amen. If God has spoken to you, hold on to what God said. You're getting quiet in here. I'm not going to ask for a second offering like they did this morning. So you're free. It's a stronghold in the mind. It becomes a fortress that begins to control us. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. Or Proverbs, that's 23:7. King James says it differently. For as a man thinketh within himself, so is he. Whatever you think you are, that's what you are. If you think you're a failure, you're a failure. I'm not going to preach to you. If you think you're a failure, don't come to my meetings. Because I can't get beyond that. That's a limitation you already put. Oh, I tried it before. I was talking to somebody this week, and I told him, look, you can do it. He said, oh, but I can't. I don't know. I can't do it. I'm too old for that now. I said, you can do it. I've told him 3 times, 4 times. And I'll keep telling him that because I know he has the mind to do it, but he has some things around him right now, and that's causing limitations in him. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I'm feeling better now. We tear down, we put them under our feet and begin to strengthen the cords of our tent and strengthen our stakes. Amen. When we're leaving and when you're moving out in faith, as you move out, you're taking cords out, you're stretching your faith out, and then you're taking it further than what it was, and then you're nailing it into the ground. That's a border you set up. Amen. You used to be here, but now you're here because you're stretching the tents of your faith. And in the stretching, your doubt will come in. Oh, yeah, it'll come in. There's no problem under doubt. When I had that car wash, the first one, I had all kinds of doubt. And the enemy makes it worse if you yield on it. But I just kept praying, Lord, you gave me a witness. You spoke to me. I went to a meeting that nobody knew me, and they told me exactly what I was going to do. They told me the city I was going to do it in. How close can you come to a confirmation is that? But God took that and turned it around. Listen, if negative things are coming against you, it's because something good is right around the corner. And the enemy's working overtime to get you to look the other way. Forget about it. Go to the prayer meeting. I don't need to go. I've been going. Nothing's happening. But I'm of the camp to make something happen. Put the enemy to flee. Put him on the road. Kick him out of your house. Kick him out of your mind. Amen. Read the word of God. Speak to the devil the word of God. Read the word of God. to the devil. He'll flee from me. He won't hang around too long. You just stand and say, hey, I don't have a job. My God shall supply all my needs. According to his wisdom. Devil don't want to hear that. The devil will say, but look at your situation. You're broke. You're hardly making anything. But what I've learned, if you stand firm. Firm in what God has spoken to you, you will do the thing that you wanted to do. Amen. Sometimes we think this is the door. That's the door I got to take. And maybe God doesn't want you to take that door. He has a purpose to bring you somewhere else to teach you something that you wouldn't learn in that door. So he's opening this door. You're still going to get where he wants you, but you'll learn something in that door. Are you with me? God has already provided everything we need in life, everything, to be very, very, very successful. He's provided everything that you need. Not to be very successful, but very, very, very successful. You think God gets mad because you're being blessed? If you're being blessed, you're giving more money to the house. And you're making more money. But only this time, you're happy to give it because you're making so much, it's not a problem to give to the house. You see, before, when you had very little, you know, you squeezed it out. And the moths would go flying when you took it out. But you got to be very, God wants to bless us in so many ways. Now, I had a report this week, somebody I know, they got a job in this area, making $15 or $18 an hour. And a lot of people say, well, there's no jobs around here. Well, he got one. Don't tell me they're not around here. And maybe you may have to drive a little further to get what you want. So what? Amen. Better than staying in the place, not getting what you want, being disgruntled, not barely making enough to make a living. Yes. I'd rather drive a little. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? He has already given us everything we need to be successful, everything we need to be prosperous. So there shouldn't be any reason that we shouldn't excel except for the walls of limitations. Amen. Amen. When I started making real money with that car wash, people would say, boy, you're doing real good. I seen cars that Saturday, they were lined up to the street around the corner. And I'd say, that was just 1 hour. You know, I'd play it down because I know they'd be asking for a loan soon. So you best don't tell businessmen what you're doing. Keep your earnings to yourself. Tell your bookkeeper, but don't tell them. And my friend would say, you sure? I'm telling you, Frank, I've seen them around the corner. I said, that just happens, then it dies down. Just get their mind off of your car wash. Let them look at their own. They had one. Are you with me? We need to recognize and tear down these walls. Amen? Amen. I've told you about the cow that was looking on the fine grass and got hungry, and there was a 4-foot fence in front of them. And he kept looking at that fine grass, and he was salivating at the mouth. And he couldn't get to that fine grass. And this is a true story. Somebody told me this. And the cow went around, went backwards, came around and jumped that 4-foot fence until he got into that grass. I never knew that a cow could jump with all that weight. But you know something? If you want something bad enough, you jump the fence. Even if you get hurt going over, when you get over, you're going to get what you want. Amen? Amen? Some of you need to jump that wall of limitation that the devil is trying to put in your house, in your mind, in your job. Maybe somebody's turned against you. Says, we're not going to use you anymore. Well, you can turn that around. I prayed for a man that lost $327,000 in a deal. And he called me. I said, listen, I said, I got my own problems. I was upstate. People always call a prophet when they're in trouble. You know, when they're doing good, you never hear from them. And I said, look, I got to fix my own house up. I can't be worried about you right now. And he said, please, I need some prayer. I said, all right, I'll give you 3 days. I'll fast for you. I said, I can't fast and work, so I'll hold your prayer up, your request. And he called me up Monday. He went to his appointment for the closing, and the fellow was going to buy the property, canceled out. So he called me, and he said, it didn't happen. He says, what do you think? So I'm just there meditating because I've been in a fasting mood for 3 days. And I said, what did I tell him? I told him that the end, it's not finished until God says it's finished. He said, but they just told me they don't want it. I said, you want to hear what God said or you don't? Some people don't want to hear what God says. Even when God says, here, it's already in your mouth. Open your mouth with the, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's going to work. Open your mouth and receive. Next day he called me. He said, Frank, they called me back 3 o'clock that day. And it went back on the table and I closed it. Now, some of you would have said, well, I don't know. You know, that's what I got. You would have walked in fear. But, you know, you got to be positive when you get something of the Lord. Yes. And stand on what you get. Don't be ashamed of what God has given you. He's given you a gift. There's a lot of people in this church with gifts, but they don't do nothing with them. You might as well just, you know, put them in the freezer at home, leave them there, because if you're not going to use them, somebody else will. Amen. Getting quiet. I don't know. Maybe I better call John up. Amen. You know, many of us don't realize that we can have divine health. That we can walk in prosperity. People don't like to hear this prosperity. But I've seen enough broke people in the church that I can preach on it. It's not going to hurt you. Amen. It's not going to hurt you. Because God, listen, God bless Abraham. You know, Abraham was going around looking for anything. He was a very, very wealthy man in his day. And he passed that wealth on to Isaac, you know, Jacob. They all got blessed because of Abraham. You know, if you get going, you'll bless people. People will be blessed because of you. Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. But we have accepted the walls of limitation that the devil has put on us. Too many of us have done that in the body. You know, I can recall on a Wednesday, upstate New York, we used to have a service on a Wednesday, and I'd get off work around 12 o'clock so I could spend some time in prayer before the service. And I'd be in there praying, and Spradlin used to come. How many know Spradlin? We all know him. He used to, every time he was in New York, he was up there. He'd come up just to see me to get a word. And he came in one day. I forgot what I was doing in the church. My mind was on everything than giving somebody a word. Have you ever been there? The people come at the wrong time. Your spirit is not connected. So I said, Spradlin, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a word for you. I don't. You know, he said, well, you know, if you got something, anything. I said, look, where are you going? He says, I'm going, headed down to the city to go to Long Island. I said, well, I'm leaving in about an hour and a half. I'm leaving in about an hour because I got to meet a prophet down there. I said, what highway are you taking? He told me. I said, okay, I'm going to get on the same highway. I'll come after you. But if I get a word, I'll call you. And you get off the exit, I'll tell you, and I'll give you the word. Now, that's not bad, right? I was opening my spirit up, but I didn't have the word when he came. I just didn't have it. So in the car, where I'm driving along in about 35, 40 minutes, bingo, a message from the Lord for Spradlin. I call him up. I said, pull over at the next gas station. He pulled over. We went, both of us on the side. I prophesied the word of the Lord over. You know how it's battling. He's jumping all over the place and all that. I'm trying to keep him calm because the people in the gas station are looking. I gave him the word of the Lord. He got in his car. He gave me a hug. I got in my car. I went my way. I felt like I released it. Amen. But you know what? He came looking. He tapped into my well. He was able to tap into my well and get what he came for and didn't give up because I sent him away and told him, if I have one, I'll call you and I'll give it to you. And I did that. Some of you have been to the Lord, and because you didn't get it the first time, you stop. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep pressing into what God has promised you. Whatever, I had a dream the other 2 days ago. I don't know what it means. I met two people that were my students at Pinecrest. And I don't know what it meant, but I met them and we talked a little bit and they went their way and I went my way. But it wasn't a familiar place to me where I was at. So I'm expecting that I'm going to meet them somewhere in my travels. It'll come because God wouldn't give me that for no reason. How many know God doesn't have time to fill you with junk? He doesn't have time to steer you in the wrong direction. If God's spoken something, he's going to bring it to pass. He's going to make it good. I just have to live this way the rest of my life. No, you don't. That's an acceptable wall of limitation that's been sown into your hearts. I can't get a better job. I'll just have to live with this job the rest of my life. No, don't talk that way. Because if you say that, you're going to get exactly what you said. You're the rest of your life. You're going to work in that job you don't like. Hello?
That's right.
How many know the difference between you and what you want is the door?
Yes.
God just has to release you from one to bring you into the other. But if you're not believing for it, there's not going to be no release. You'll be at the same job. Don't worry about it. I'll see your sad face next year. Believe God.
Amen.
Let the joy of the Lord be your what? Your strength. I can't be a foreman. I can't be a vice president. I can't be a CEO. You know, I was offered a CEO job in an engineering firm. I'm not an engineer. I've never taken any engineering courses at all. But I ran into a president who owned the company who was an engineer that liked me. And guess what? He had a problem, and I prayed for his problem, and God gave me a word of knowledge, 4 or 5 things about his company. And there was in his company, they were stealing $1 million a year, and he couldn't find who it was. But he knew he was losing it. It showed up at the end of the year. And God gave me a revelation, and I seen 5 people in this company that were stealing from him, and the way they were working it, you know, he couldn't discern it. Well, he went in and sent people to investigate it. They found them and fired them. And guess what? Cordera got offered a job. You know what that job paid? $125,000 a year. I was working part-time for him, amen, making $35,000 a year. But how many know? To see, God can take you from something and bring you because he wants to elevate you. If you become anything, it's because of God.
Amen.
And I realized that, but I knew that I had a calling, and I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, who wouldn't want $125,000 a year? When you go to meetings, you're lucky you get $200 sometimes in those days. Some days, if you got $75, it just about covered your gas, not your tolls, you know, or your meals or something like that. But, you know, God can do that. God has taught me things in that area. Are you with me?
Yes.
Because we have accepted the walls of limitation, God wants us to break them down. And I believe the praise and worship this morning, we were breaking down walls. Amen. God wants us to break them down. His word towards us, amen, is true. Because the truth will set us free. We must be free in our minds. Turn with me to 2 Kings for a minute. Chapter 4, if you're not already there. Are you getting something out of this? I feel that something's flowing here this morning. I did not want to preach this.
Good word.
I had a stack of notes. I wanted to preach something else, but it just wasn't working.